Welcome to Dreaming After Dark. I'm your host, April, and I'm really glad you're here listening. 17 years ago, I got married. Facebook has a way of reminding you of things that maybe you don't really want to remember. Every now and then, Facebook memories will pop up and I'll be like, oh yeah, that was a thing that happened. I got married 17 years ago. And honestly, whenever I'm reminded of that relationship and I see how many years it's been since, I always wish that there was more time and distance between then and now. You know how there's sort of this trend of men blaming women for choosing the men that they chose and basically saying, you know, you should have chose better. Most women don't really know what they're getting into. I can say for sure that I knew what I was getting into. I knew that this person was never going to be a good husband. I knew exactly who he was. I knew all about him. I knew probably more about him and understood more about him than he understood about himself. And I knew that there really was no point in getting married if I had any hope that he would remain faithful or honest throughout the relationship. I knew it just wasn't going to happen. And I basically had said at one point, what's the point of getting married? You're just going to cheat on me anyway. And I think that there was a reason that he wanted to get married that he never quite admitted to, but I have my theories as to why that part of the relationship, the marriage part, didn't even make it 2 years before I was done. So in my case, I did know better. I did know what there was to expect with him. I knew that likely the relationship was not going to last if I had any semblance of self-respect for myself. And so, you know, it's one of those things when you have kids together, we had the conversations about, you know, the fact that we both came from broken homes and we wanted better for our children. We wanted them to have a family. I wanted that. I certainly kept trying and tried to talk things through and work things out and try to get him to be just a better person to me. And it just wasn't important to him, I guess. But it's an interesting thing where if you are in the space to recognize what your relationship is, who the person is that you're with, what you're getting into, and you can still at the same time convince yourself that it's worth trying for. My children were the only reason that it was worth trying for, because I did want better for them. I did want them to have the family that I didn't have, that he didn't have. You know, a lot of my family came from broken homes as well, so of course I wanted better. But at the point that I could no longer be a fully functioning human being mother, just overall, I was just mentally, emotionally in the gutter. And at the point that I needed to get myself together in order to be a better parent to my children, I left that relationship. But I can trace back every single point in time where I should have chosen different. I should have said no. I should have stood my ground. I had a lot of people around me at the time who were pushing me towards this relationship with him. A big part of it was my mother wanting me to reconnect with him because she thought that he deserved to know his daughter, or vice versa, our daughter deserved to know him. At that point, he was not around, but I was given the option to move to another town some couple hours away to live with my aunt, and I was really, really considering it. My aunt raised me for a while during parts of my childhood when my mother was going through some difficult times, and so I was strongly considering it. And at the point that I told my mother, that's when she basically said, oh, you know, you got to give him another chance. You got to try to work it out. You got to try for the kid, blah, blah, blah. And I let her sort of dictate my decisions. I was very young. I was, you know, 20, 21 at the time, and, you know, just trying to manage life. I think at this time I was also kind of taking care of my mother. She was living with me at different points in time. But as I was sort of coming into this point of my life where I was getting out into the world more, I was making new friends and things like that. And, you know, even there were a couple friends that also were kind of pushing me to like, oh, give him a chance, you guys should get back together, all that kind of stuff. But I knew deep down that it just wasn't going to work. It just wasn't going to be what I needed to be, because he was never going to be the person that he could be. He was never going to strive to be better. Not for me, not for our kid at the time. We have two kids together, but it was never going to be different. I was always going to be sort of fighting to be number one in his life, number one priority. There was always someone else, you know. So there were different points in time where I absolutely knew that this should not continue. This should end. I shouldn't even begin this relationship with him. I really didn't want to, but there was just a lot of peer pressure at that time. And again, I was just, you know, I was young. I was young and I was stupid. So, you know, sometimes we do know what we're getting into with somebody, but we really have this thing where we're wanting to try, right? And that's kind of how I've always operated with everything in my life. It's always a matter of, I'm going to try. I'm going to at least try it. If it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out, but at least I tried, right? And I take this approach with every aspect of my life, relationships, work, whatever it might be, right? Just hobbies, you know, things that I just want to just try out to see if I like it. You know, at least I give it a shot. If I feel like it's not for me, then it's not for me. But when it comes to relationships, of course, it's much harder to enter and exit relationships when there are children involved, when you live together, all that kind of stuff, right? So it's important to be certain, you know, about entering into a relationship. Is this really for me? Does this person seem like they're actually on board with me? Am I constantly feeling rejected and sad? And are they making me feel confused? Are they making me feel uncertain? It's so important to ask those questions and kind of just analyze it before you really get deep into a relationship with somebody. But yes, I am one of those people where those asshole dudes online can like say, hey, well, you should have chose better. You're absolutely right. I should have. But I live for the lessons, I think. I think I just live for the lessons to learn all the ways that I need to stand up for myself and protect myself, and especially my children as well, you know. Just making sure that we're all surrounded by people that actually give a damn. You know, because if you've ever had family members that have mistreated you, you know, that whole thing about blood is not always thicker than water. It's very true that, you know, even those family members who pretend to give a shit about you, they really don't. There's a lot of people that are just really self-serving and everything is about them. And I don't really associate with people like that if I can help it. I think after my last relationship ending and just the situation with my mother and her being very sick, and I was taking care of her, and, you know, I left my last relationship because I needed to go and take care of her, and I just knew that that relationship wasn't going to survive that. I had to just be honest with myself and with him about that. I needed to let him know, like, you know, it's not a matter of me not loving you. It's a matter of I've got to go do this thing. Our relationship already wasn't solid. And that was something that I had been trying to ask for years. I was basically saying, before we progress this relationship, whether that's into marriage or having a baby together, I need the relationship to be solid. And I needed these things to be worked on. I needed these aspects of it to be better. And it was a matter of like, it can't just be me trying. It has to be this person trying too, right? Sometimes you can spend years asking and asking and trying and trying, and nothing ever changes. And so at the point that I knew that I needed to go and do what I needed to do, and I didn't want to have to struggle in this relationship feeling alone and uncertain and kind of just like I was just walking on eggshells to keep this person comfortable, because my life was hard. There was just so much going on all the time, and I was struggling, you know, I was struggling just like mentally, emotionally. And it's not that I was like taking it out on this person, but like I would come home and maybe I just wasn't the happiest person because people at work are being fucking assholes and all this kind of shit, right? And then my mother, she was just in and out of the hospitals, all these different things. There's so much pressure to like try and help assist with everything that she needed. And then my kids trying to get them through school and get them to graduate and all this kind of stuff. It was just like chaos for me. And I didn't feel like I had the space to come home and be upset or sad or just not in a chipper mood. It got to the point where I had to now come home and I had to pretend to be just, you know, in a better mood just for the sake of keeping this other person in a better mood. Because if I came home the tiniest bit upset about anything, then, you know, it was like he took on this full-on mood of like being cranky, you know. And so it just became a lot. And at the point that the relationship had to end, I loved him to death, and it wasn't enough. I think I knew that for some years. We were together for almost 7 years, and I think, honestly, in that relationship, the relationship really was at its end in, like, year two. There were just so many different factors, and then it just gets to a point where you're sort of just, you know, moving alongside each other. It's like two people, roommates, sleeping in the same bed, best friends, whatever, you know, but you start to lose all the aspects of the relationship that, you know, makes a relationship. And so all that to say that I think in today's dating climate, people talking about their troubles with their relationships and even just entering the dating scene and even just communicating with the opposite sex, I think people are losing the plot, so to speak. And I think really there's so many people that are just scrambling to have someone in their life. They're not taking the time to really make sure that the person that they're getting to know is really the person for them. And I think honestly, if people take an honest approach to entering into relationships, into gauging whether or not that person is for you or not, there's a lot of little signs right up front. You know, it could just be in the way that maybe they pick at you and poke at you and make fun of you, or the way they're constantly having to reassure you because they're doing things that just make you uncomfortable. They're not being honest. They're being sneaky, whatever that might be. This is not just men to women. It's women to men as well. You know, like everybody needs to be a bit more discerning in determining whether or not the person that they're looking to engage in a relationship is really the right person or not. I asked this question, and I will continue to ask this question to anyone that I ever enter into a relationship or before entering into a relationship. I asked the question, would you ever go into business with me? Because if a person that you're dating says no initially, like right off the bat, they're just like, no way. Or they scoff, or they're just like, absolutely not, right? They just have like a weird attitude about it. That person does not see you in the same light that you might see them. They don't see you as like a partner in life, a person that they want to be around all the time and they want to grow with. There's this sort of idea of like, oh, if I go into business with my spouse or partner, like it's just going to be all bad because we're going to be around each other too much. I'm sorry. But if you are like totally into your person, you want to be with them all the time. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It doesn't necessarily mean that you two will go into a business together, but it's a good way to gauge in terms of how they see you. And both of those relationships, like I know I asked that question and both responses were not satisfactory. And that should have been enough right there. But, you know, you have to like live and learn and experience and go through all the shit, and you try and you wait and you hope and you dream that things will get better, and they don't. And you finally say, fuck it. Okay, fine. Bye. And then you go and you be miserable for a while, and then you get your shit together and you're fine. So in the grand scheme of things, I think that at this point in time, there's so many people who have had all the experiences already, and there's so many people that are out there just trying to convey the message of like, you need to take a step back and you need to rethink how you're approaching these relationships or how you're approaching dating and all these different things, because people have already done it. They've already gone through all the experiences for you, and they're trying to tell you like, look, don't tolerate this type of shit. Wait for someone like this. The waiting part is the hard part. Maybe sometimes people just want to have have fun in the meantime until hopefully they meet their person. But don't get too caught up with the wrong person and get stuck with the wrong person and spend years of your life with the wrong person. Learn to recognize the signs early on, and don't be afraid to exit a relationship early on if it's not right. Why in the world are you with someone who makes you sad? Just think about that. If you are dating someone for like 3 months and already they're making you sad for different reasons, whatever that might be, it's not that, oh, I'm sad because, you know, he's in the military and he has to go off to be in the military somewhere for like 12 months and I can't see him for 12 months. That's a different story. I'm talking about you see this person pretty often and you guys go out and you do things, but there's always something that that person is doing to make you sad, to make you upset, to make you feel uncomfortable, to make you feel like you can't trust them, to make you feel crazy, like gaslighting you, whatever that might be, right? Like, it's time to learn from other people's mistakes. I've made a lot of them. I have learned a lot, and I am pretty much geared up and ready to go for the next person that comes my way. And if they are not the right person for me, well, I'm ready to just slap them off to the side and move it along, right? Like, I'm not gonna get caught up in some more bullshit with somebody who is not right for me, because I know what he needs to be in order for me to be with him. There's no such thing as a perfect person, but at the very least, someone who treats you with love, care, respect, and the same level of intention to the relationship that you bring. That's the whole thing. It's just making sure that this person is really in it with you, that they're really in it for the long haul, that their focus is building a life with you. I think that's all any of us can really ask for. The reality is that I may not ever meet that person anyway. I'm at this point in my life where I am just like, I'm going to live my life. I'm going to do anything and everything that I want to do. I'm going to go and travel. I'm going to go see all the things. I'm going to have all the experiences. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try that. I'm going to see what I like. If there's someone that comes along and they fit into my world and I fit into theirs, fantastic. But at this point, I have no intention of waiting around for anyone to meet me where I'm at. I wasted years of my life waiting for other people, waiting for them to get on the same page as me, waiting for them to show up, to show me that they cared, that they gave a shit as much as I gave a shit, that they loved me as much as I loved them. I spent years of my life waiting and trying and talking and getting nowhere. All I want now is to live my life to the absolute fullest, and if someone comes along to join me on parts of my journey, great. But I'm not counting on it at this point. I know what my capacity is for love. I know that I have so much to offer and so much to bring to another person. But at the end of the day, if someone doesn't want it, if someone doesn't want what you bring, what you are giving, your gifts, your everything, then you gotta just move it along. With that said, I want to thank you for listening. This is April, signing off.